Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have your
mercy. Yes,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes,
Lord.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then mama need you now. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessing. Why, oh, why you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Yeah. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no. I'm afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions, I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the ooh after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her.
You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just throw this at the end if I'm too late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith,
yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Just fly away. Oh, brother. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, fly away. And we back in. Let's take a little break, a little music break real quick. What we got on the music tip today? What we got on the music tip today? Let's see what we got going on over here. Oh, there we go. Let's play a little bit of this. Well, tomorrow, no, we back in. We ain't going nowhere. We about to go right into the show right after this. Oh, feel it on your booty. Come on, let's go. Be wet like an ocean. Aphrodisiac potion. Oh, look at my out a piece of my collection. We'll see where this goes, cause the head's so good and she brings me peace. Ooh. Hey, I'm horny. You're horny too. I know this ain't what I'm supposed to be singing. But damn it, it's my birthday. We gonna do whatever tonight. I ain't hardly got no notes. It's all freestyle tonight, baby. Yeah. Oh, I'm on it.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey.
Free Nationals, Beauty and Essex. Shout out to the Free Nationals. We back, we back. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Oh, man, we are so grateful and thankful tonight to be here. A little technical difficulty, but we still here. We still here kicking. Tonight, man, is a special night. Tonight, man, I am celebrating and excited to see year number 39. Man. Ooh-wee, what a... Man, year 39, year 39, we getting it in. We getting it in all year. Man, getting it in all year. Man, thank you, everybody, for all the phone calls, text messages, inbox, all that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even request to get OnlyFans page. shout out to everybody. I'm going to get back to everybody, though. I know a lot of people been writing me on Facebook. I ain't really said nothing, but I'll probably get back to y'all tomorrow after work. But, man, tonight, whoa, y'all in for a treat tonight. Woo. In for a treat tonight. What we talking about? There's never been a time to mind our business. The time is now. People, you know, the thing is, I know it's really so hard for people, I think, for some people to just really focus on themselves. Because when you focus on yourself, there's some things you're going to learn about yourself. Excuse me, it's the things that once you shine that light on yourself, you're going to be disgusted. Man, oh, I see Carl McKnight up in the chat, man. Shout out to Carl, man. Shout out to Carl. Hold on, man. I gotta get the air horn. Let me get the air horn. Let me get it out for you. Man. Let me get the air horn for you. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Where my air horn at? I can't find my... Is that it? Oh, there it is. Man, shout out to everybody. Everybody up in the chat. I see my boy Carl. Uh-oh. Man, King Dwayne in the chat. Co-worker Abby Ebb in the chat. Who else we got? Who else we got up in there? I see John. I see John in the chat. Man, who else we got? I see my boy Thomas up in that bad boy. Oh, no. Thomas up in the chat. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody. But before we move on with our program tonight, man, let me say this. Y'all may have missed it. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play the intro video again. But I had an intro video. Where I was talking about a 10 for 10. I want to address that right now. Let me address that right now. Where is that at? There it is. 10 for 10. This is Women's History Month, and we are thankful for the women. We're thankful for the women that's in our lives. We are grateful for our mothers. We are celebrating the women that has made significant contributions to society. And what I'm doing for the whole month of March, any woman that has a business, no matter what it is, whether you making sex toys, you work in a pole, whatever it may be, I don't care. You trying to advertise, you send your boy $10. Cash out $10. And guess what? I'm going to give you 10 minutes. That's right. 10 for 10. And while we're speaking about coming on platforms, advertising your business, I'm not going to say any names, but I'm going to say this, though. Is that when you come on this platform, And you are speaking of things that is very critical, things that is very severe, that is very traumatic, that has happened in your life. And we began to ask questions. The men on this platform, start asking you questions. Don't get caught up in your feelings. Don't renege, don't bag out, because that's going to look bad on you. All right, when we're talking about domestic violence, rape, ain't you supposed to say the R word, but things of that nature, when you're talking about a man did this to you, just know you're going to get criticized. I'm not saying criticized like that, but just know that you're going to have a lot of questions coming your way, because we know as men, that's nothing to play with, okay? Me personally in my life, I came up on a few women that has lied about the R word. Came up on them a few times. I got them to the point where they said, okay, you right, he didn't do that to me, but I was so mad, I had to figure out a way to get him. You wrong. Come on, man, what kind of woman are you? You stoop to a level where you end a man's life? Because you know in this country, if you accuse somebody of that, the minute you accuse them, it's over with for them, whether they're guilty or not. So I'm just saying, when you come on this platform and you want to share your story, don't get so caught up in the, don't get too caught up in the, you know, the attention part where, this person got all these many followers. Maybe I can get some of his followers to come over here to my page and talk to me and all that. That's fine and dandy. But when the host of the show wants to ask you questions about what you've been through, and you get afraid and you bag out, that says a lot about you. That says a lot about you. You may be watching, you may be listening. Fine and dandy. Call me tomorrow. We'll talk. We have a nice little talk. But I'm letting you know on this platform, can't come on this platform saying stuff like that. And then when the men, high value men, respectful men have questions, you run and hide. That's not a good look for you, ma'am. So keep that in mind in your future endeavors. When you're sharing your story with men are going to ask questions. I mean, because I hope you didn't think that you was only going to talk to women. I've been on your page, and I see a lot of interviews you've done, nothing but women. Might need to put some men on that bad boy. All right, I'm done with that. Call me tomorrow. We talk about it. All right, man. So let me bring John in, because John texted me something this morning, boy, John texted me something this morning. What up, man? Oh, man, you got it. Just chilling. I hear the grandbaby back there in the back. She talking now. Oh, okay. She walking? But, man, we getting ready to be an open carry state. Wow. I'm about to look into that. Yeah, they gave put it in the hands of the state. So now they saying you ain't got to have a permit? Oh, that's bad, man. That's bad right there. Because I mean, you can just go buy one now. And so you... I'm about to load up. I don't even do guns, but I know there's a few of them I like, so I'll be out there with. Right. Yeah, it would have been right on his forehead. Yeah, I mean, it's like now, I mean, like, so now when a cop pull you over and you got that gun on you, all you got to do is just tell them you got one, and then they just, so they ain't going to ask for no permit or nothing. Man. But then you kill somebody illegally, that's a long, drawn-out process in the courtroom. Well, I say this, I understand where the pastor was coming from, because I know me, like if we get to that point where it was hot and heated, dude gonna know the nine or whatever I got on me is there. He gonna know it's there if we get to that point. Say what? Said this is life. If we gonna play the pastor, then why promote anyone carry? That was just that man's perspective. Yeah. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Didn't even know how to use them. Mm-hmm. Practice in your own home. Oh, okay. They have like a simulator. I remember what year was this? It was like 2014, 2015. These boys that I mentor, it kind of made me mad because it's like as an adult sitting there, I had a lot of questions, and some of the parents did too. But the ones that hosted this event, they don't want the parents or the adults to really say that. They said it was all for the kids to talk. And I was like, man, I had some questions because what it was, we went down to the Indianapolis practice where they be working out at and training. They trained grounds right there off of, I ain't gonna say where it's at, but it's right in the middle of the city. We went up there, and what they did, they had the boys, they had all of us in this one room, and like it was a simulator where they had two guns. They didn't have no bullets or nothing, but they was like electronic. What happened is they give you like you'll see on the video, there's a scenario that's going on, and then the cop that was running all this, he had two other cops assisting him, and he was the head cop that was running it. He was like, now as policeman, he said you need to know how to handle this situation with this gun, and he had already told him how to. He said, even though it's not a real gun, dude, don't ever point this gun at anybody in this room. They keep this gun down to the ground at all times. He said, when you raise this gun up to point, you shoot at the suspect, at your target. And so when he played the clip, and it might be somebody that robbed somebody, or it was a guy, I think, shot at the cop. He said, well, how you going to react? And well, after he say that, none of the cops say anything else to him. They just stand there looking amazed, and we the ones hollering, man, do this, do that, do this. And then when the time is up, he was like, let's see how you react, and let's see what you should have did. And it was real cool, but the fact they didn't want us to say that, because the cops was answering things, a few of the parents said something, and the cops, answered their question. But then the person that was hosting it, one of the parents that was hosting it, they started telling us we couldn't say that. I'm like, come on, man, I need to. Because I'm like, because some of that wasn't going to work in the real world. I'm like, that wasn't going to work. Some of the scenarios that they was showing, I'm like, come on, man, ain't no way that's going to happen. But, yeah, I remember that. Man. Georgia? Yeah, is he in Georgia? Oh, okay. Yeah, it has been that way. Right. That was one of my reasons why. No, I wasn't trying to get fingerprinted and all that. Yeah. I might just, when I tap back in, make a little trip to Walmart, because I always like to, you got to have a rifle or a shotgun for the house. Got to have one of those. I'm going right now. I mean, I'm going to your page right now. Let me see what you're talking about. Okay. Oh, I see y'all. Okay. Do y'all, they don't really provide you with the ammunition and all that when you pay at the range? Man, we gonna, okay. Well, man, we're going to have to do a, we're going to have to schedule a field trip this summer. And we're going for real. Like, anybody that's watching, male or female, we're going to learn how to use these guns. Because it's been a minute since I did use one. Because I actually studied law enforcement. And we went out on the range a few times. It was almost 20 years ago. I didn't forget. So I'm like, yeah, I need to brush up. Yes, sir. What up, Thomas? Right, yeah, we'll certainly see, man. Shout out to Thomas, man. What's going on? How that landscaping coming? Cause man, too, that's what I want to do. I want to get in there and work with y'all once I give you some free days. I seen that. Just man, hold on, man. Shout out to Thomas. Found the truck. I'm like, man, that's what's up. He got the truck. So shoot, man, he about to be back up and running. I mean, did he find his tools? Did you find your tools, Thomas? He ain't get his tools back. Man, that's what's up, man. I seen that. He said they called and told him. But man, it's crazy how where he found it at, man. It's just crazy how stuff like that happened. And he said the dude that had his name was Thomas. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? Man, that's crazy. But all right, man, I'm about to play this little video real quick, and then we're gonna come back and do our topic tonight. Cause yeah, I see my computer shut down, ran us some time. But all right, we'll be right back. Thank you. just fly away. Fly away. Brother, fly. Fly away to heaven, brother. Make a place for me. Man, welcome back, welcome back. BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Well, I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. Man, this is the birthday turn up. This is the birthday celebration. Anywhere that I can be with people doing what I do, that is having some great stimulating conversation, look for answers and solutions. That's what Tyron Joe in a nutshell is all about. All that other, you know, silly stuff, games and stuff, leave that for somebody else. I'm out here trying to get to the bottom line and, of course, get to the bag. Man, tonight's topic, man, is very important. The time to mind our business is now. If there's ever been a time that we need to really just, if there's ever been a time that we need to really just pay attention and focus on what we have at hand and what is in front of us, that time is now. This past Tuesday, President, he delivered his, they said, the first State of the Union. So he didn't get a chance to do his last year. I don't know what happened. Because I really don't remember watching one. But said that here's some key takeaway moments that he spoke on Tuesday. To say the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He said it was the focal point of his message throughout the whole night. He said he began his remarks by addressing the conflict in a display of solidarity for the Ukrainian people. That's already problematic. Because the thing is, why talk about solidarity in a whole nother country where you have people in your country that hasn't had that yet? If there's ever been a time for us to mind our business, that time is now. People, we have to get to a point in our thinking and our mind frame that we cannot let other people do the thinking for us. We have to begin to take initiative and to do the thinking for ourselves and understand that what is glitter is not gold. And understand that the wolf is pulling wool over our eyes when the truth is nowhere near. He received a bipartisan standing ovation as he called on members of Congress to stand in the House chamber in a show of support for the country. Wow. That reminds me of when another president with a whole bunch of black people getting killed this one summer. 2016. You might know who that president is. A lot of black people getting killed that summer. And as soon as a couple, the black people was getting killed by the cops. And as soon as a few of the cops got killed by a black man, he went to the aid of the cops. Never went to the grieving mothers that lost their son. never went to them, didn't even volunteer to pay for the funeral, but he went to the aid of the police. You think I'm lying? Look it up. It happened in Texas. Also, that same president, he went to Flint, Michigan and drunk the water and said, did nothing happen to me. Tell me that's not being disrespectful to the people of Flint, Michigan. But we all over in Ukraine. People saying pray for them. By all means, go ahead. But at the end of the day, what about the country that you reside in? There are a number of struggles. There's a number of wars that's going on right in our very country. If I miss one, write it in the chat. We have homelessness. We have health disparities that has been plaguing our community for years that we still have not, you know, well, according to media, we have not found the cure for. But at the end of the day, there has been a cure. Looking for cancer is a war. AIDS war. People been dying from that all, I mean, for years on top of years. Media told you for years there was no cure, but I know different. I know otherwise. I know that there have been scientists. And, there's been not just scientists, but there's been herbalists that know certain things that can attack that cancer to put that cancer back in remission. And there's certain things that can attack that AIDS and put that AIDS, throw that AIDS away. I know that there are herbalists out there that has proven it, but the media is not letting you know that. You got to go dig and search for that. Then one of our other struggles, one of our other wars, we spoke about this last week, is the war in the bedroom. When that English Briton black guy came to came from the Virgin Islands, and he praised King James, the man that's responsible for the Bible that many of us read from. He praised him on the banks of the Jamestown River. And he told them, this is your ingredients on how to keep a slave a slave. He said, you gotta bring envy, distrust. You gotta put all that between the slave. You gotta get the male against the female, the old against the young, the tall against the short. You got to put them all at odds. You got to keep it chaotic. And if it ain't chaotic, it ain't real. So he said you had to keep all that chaotic. And once you do that, you're going to keep them bound for 300 plus years. Well, it happened in the 1700s, and now it is 2022. So he was about spot on. These are the struggles that's happening right here in our country, Babylon. Babylon or Baby London or Baby Lion. What's Baby London? Where's London at? United Kingdom. What is United Kingdom's symbol? They use a lion. Baby London, baby lion. So they're not talking about the United Kingdom. They're not talking about London. When you read that in the scriptures where it talks about Babylon, going to burn down and all that, when you read the scriptures and they talk about Babylon, they're not talking about the United Kingdom. They ain't talking about them. They said baby London. Baby life. So what they mean when they talk about babies? Talk about the U.S. United Kingdom been around since what, 43 AD. U.S. is young. just got here, 1776. Well, so-called. So-called just got here because this country had a name before they called it America. Some called it Turtle Island. The Empress of Morocco, he called it El Morocco. El Morocco. That's what this country was called before 1776. George Washington, before he became the president and took over and named it America. Do your history, do your research. Babylon is in trouble today, everybody. And the thing is, this is what I want you to keep in mind for tonight. Before I open this thing up and let everybody come speak. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're up against. We're up against the battle of the mind. And so therefore, when we talk about the war in the bedroom, that's one of the biggest wars ever. You know, one of the biggest wars ever. He came, the feminist movement came in the 60s and told black women, they said, that if you want you some food stamps, you want you a welfare check, you got to get the nigga out the house. Come on, I'm just talking tonight. You got to get them about the house. If you don't get them about the house, you can't get these food stamps. So now there was all kind of plots and attempts to get them out of the house because they wanted that money. They wanted some food stamps. And that's part of the division. The crazy part during slavery, that was unity. Unity between the husband and wife slaves. There was unity. How do we get to this point that we're at now? That's one of the questions. How do we get to this point now to where, hold on, I'm about to read. Y'all know I got my stats. I'm looking at my stats. Hold on, I got to find it. Where did I get to the stats? Oh, don't tell me I took my stats off. Tell me I took the stats down. Well, hold on. No, there it is. I mean, how do we get to this point? The trend has not had an equal impact across all sectors of society. The Pew study, which uses information from the 2019 American Community Survey, notes that men are now more likely to be single than women, which was not the case 30 years ago. Black people are much more likely to be single, 59%. Than any other race, and black women, 62%, are the most likely to be single of any sex. Stop right there. Why did it say that the black women are most likely to be single at 62%? Now, see, if I began to go further and go deeper, I would have critics saying that I'm woman bashing, but that's something that needs to be looked at. Come on, let's zero in on it. Black people are much more likely to be single. So black people as a whole, 59%. But then it says than any other race, and black women, 62%, are the most likely to be single of any sector. That's sad. That's really sad. Man, wow. Black women, for real, talk to me, black women. What is it, black women, that's got y'all in them numbers so high? 62%? That's 12% more than half. I mean, what is it? John said no submission. Hey, I have to agree. You know, that word submission, I'm telling you, has brought out the worst in couples. I mean, it's been ongoing. Like, I mean, let's talk about, let's go back to that speech, that State of the Union speech that was given on Tuesday night. He also talked about COVID. Do you know that a lot of people, a lot of couples, married couples, the divorce rate was big time. these past 2 years, that divorce rate been, I mean, deep. Why is that? I mean, this is something I'm teaching one of my students on the bus right now. I'm teaching them how to sit still and be quiet and mind his own business. This is something I'm teaching them on my bus right now. So question that I have right now is, okay, when the shutdown first came a couple years ago, it was a lot of people spending a lot of time at home because couldn't go to work. We had a whole lot of time on our hands, which means that that time that we had on our hand was perfect for growth and maturity. It was perfect to dig into that person, to understand more about that person. You know, things that you wasn't seeing because you was busy working a 9-to-5 or busy working third shift, second shift, and you just didn't have time. When you busy with the kids, you didn't have time. But people didn't take their route. We had I don't know if she was a relationship counselor, but I know she was a family counselor. And she was saying, yeah, she had been doing a lot of counseling with families because a lot of them couldn't get together. And mind you, these are people that was married. These are married people. They, you know, cognitively went and walked down the aisle and said, I do. But once they had the opportunity to spend enough time with each other, they couldn't. Ain't that crazy, Dwayne? People were tired of their mates being at home. And you know what? I remember a good friend of mine. Well, back then, she was a good friend of mine. I remember she was saying this right about her husband. This was about 2008, 2009. And it just really, it didn't ring well in my ears. And I had a little situation, a little problem with it. And she got bad, upset, and tried to dog me because I was like, man, that's bad. She was like, yeah, you know, such and such, he been home a lot these past days. You know, I wake up like, why the hell are you here? And I was like, whoa. Say that about your husband? So she got attitude because I just ignored her like the rest of the night. I ain't gonna say ignored her, but I just kind of got quiet and, you know, really didn't even, you know, what her and her friends was talking about, because we all was hanging out with each other. I just kind of went my own little way because I was like, man, I can't hang out with y'all like this. Wow, you talking about why the hell is your husband here? That's crazy. Speaking on that, here's another thing. Speaking about the war in the bedroom, would you believe there are women right now that's raising their little daughters to be young scallywags? I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, a little young lady on my bus right now, her and this young man, they on the bus playing. They sitting right behind me, so I'm listening to everything they saying. And they was up there playing, I mean, having a good little time. And then she did the old little, you know, flip a roof. She flipped the script on. And she stopped talking to him and turned her head. I guess she turned her head because right after he was like, come on, don't you want to play? Come on. Don't you want to play? Come on. He said, come on, don't you want to play? And so after a while, she was like, if I don't say nothing, that means no. I promise to God, right at that moment, I had a Jesus take the wheel moment because I was gone. He started looking at me, wanting to talk to me, talking about some. Mr. Bus Driver, did you hear that? I said, hey. I said, you just a kid right now. I said, you got plenty of years to have fun with that. I said, I'm just going to get you on home because I know right now you might need to lay down for a minute. I'm going to get you on home. That little girl, she said, if I don't say nothing, that means no. I am weak. I'm telling you, I was weak. But seriously, though, man, that's a little scallywagging training. I mean, that's... That little girl, she, hey, that little girl, keep acting like that. She's going to be a grown scallywag. I'm just saying. But, you know, it's bad, though, because she must be around her mama a lot, because she told me she got a little sister. So her little sister ain't teaching today. Today she ain't got no brothers or nothing like that. So, like, girl, you've been around your mama too long. Anyway, let me bring in co-host John. See what he got on the subject tonight. What you talking about? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. That's just horrible. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right, John. You got to make sure. You got to make sure you up to date, John. Mm-hmm. Hey, tell Thomas to call back in, cause it looked like he had called in. But yeah, you call in, Thomas. All right. 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 Let me know. Also, ladies and gentlemen, when you call in, let me know over in the phone key that you're in there. Because sometimes I forget to look back over here at this page. Phone number is area code 323-870-4617. That is 323-870-4617. Yeah, that's right. Please call in. Call in if you want to get in on this conversation, because it's real serious. Because I mean, seriously though, there are scallywags. It's scallywags in training out here. Wait, the president of this country, he's talking about a war over in Ukraine and Russia, which really don't do us no good, because we've been fighting wars ever since we were born. Come on now, when have we, the black people? I'm gonna make it personal. Black people had some peace. You know what I'm saying? We fight all kind of wars just because we're black men. We walk in certain places and we looked at differently off top. Come on now. John, you there? Okay. Okay, because that was crazy part is that I wish some of the stuff that I know now, I wish I had known this when I was a teenager, getting ready to be a man, because it was vital. Like, I mean, certain things I used to wonder, like, man, why are they looking at me like this? Why they treat me like this? But it's because my very presence of being a black man made me a threat. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know until later on after I was a grown man. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let me bring, okay, I see people to call back in. Let me, okay, D in. Let me bring D in. What up, D?
Yeah, okay, I see people to call back in.
Hey, boss man, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, and I ain't gonna try to. Hey, what's up, Big John? I ain't gonna try to bend him over my knee and slap him for his birthday, cause John talked about the kisses, and you know Tyron might want to get a little bit beside himself.
I'm gonna give me one.
Hey, now listen, I'm not anti Second Amendment. But I am anti-stupidity. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with somebody having artillery to protect themselves. Now, I'm going to flip that pancake over. I just heard what you said, T. You know you my boy, man. You know that, man. But check this out.
What I said about what?
A lot of reasons why I'm European. Y'all own kind, African Americans, as well as the other races, look at you guys funny when y'all come in, because some of y'all just act a little bit out in left field. So they don't know.
Okay.
They don't know.
Okay.
Man, they don't know. They don't know who to trust. You can get out. I can get out there. Here I am, 300 years old. I can get out there and try to help an old colored lady across the street, and she'll panic because I'm a European guy. You see what I'm saying? And then again, I just saw three little brothers walking together, and I know before 12 o'clock, one of them going to get in some trouble. I know that for a fact.
Wow.
But I can't say nothing to the little dude. Because if I say something to a little dude, he might whip out an AK, and then also his parents might be packing knives, and you don't tell my son nothing. I raised him. You know, like Big John said, some of these parents are in bad shape. As an ex-school bus driver, I've seen some parents, man, that really need to let the kids go in the house so the parents can get on the bus and go to school and be taught. Because some of them are just out there.
Yeah, they're out the hook.
We do have, some of y'all do have a battle. I mean, you know, you got two strikes against you. One, you're darker pigmentated. Number two, you're a male. And for some reason or another, whether you're intelligent or not, they just panic when they see you, you know. And I'm going to tell you, I hear the song all the time. It takes a village to raise a child. Where does it start? Back in what's known as the motherland, the elders could tell the kids something. But in not unless you got a Louisville Slugger baseball bat in your hand and a pistol already cocked. Because I saw a couple of kids fighting the other day, and I rolled out my window. I said, hey, what y'all doing? And when you got about five or six other kids, high school kids, telling these little grade school kids, get out there and hit him. You better not hurt my little brother. You better not hurt my little brother. I'm like, dang, hurt your little brother. Why don't you take your little brother home? But you know, you can't do that, man. I mean, it's a jacked up world, you know, and it's a jacked up time, you know, and I ain't gonna bother the part where my buddy there was attacking the president because I understand my buddy don't know too much about politics. So I'm gonna leave that cat alone. Happy birthday to you, too. Big John, you're my man.
I know you had something to say about that. I know you did. I mean, we can hop back on after we get everybody on.
Hey man, I'm gonna lay that on the shelf in the layaway there. Big John, simplify always, once and always forever.
Don't go nowhere.
What they say.
Don't go nowhere, D, because I'm gonna bring you back in a minute. Let me get to Thomas real quick. Let me get to Thomas, okay. Let me see. All right, what up, Thomas?
Hey, what's going on, T? Happy birthday, brother.
Man, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
JJG in the building, what's up? Hey, I can kind of relate to the kids, you know, as far as being able to tell them something, tell other kids something. I just, it's weird that y'all talking about it because I just ran into a little situation where I had to talk to a young brother because he was disrespectful to his mom. And I had to tell him, I said, look, man, you only got one mom, man. You can't be disrespectful to her. I said, you know, if you're disrespectful to her, everybody else gonna be disrespectful to her.
Right.
You know, you don't want nobody doing nothing bad to your mom, so you gotta stop doing what you're doing. And I was like, well, what's going on with you and your mom? Because I'm not gonna say no names, but over the weekend, you know, he went over to a buddy house and he didn't come home Sunday night. Well, it's 5-6 o'clock in the morning. He's 14 years old. Mom called police, reported him missing. He's supposed to be home Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
He strolls in about 7 o'clock in the morning, and come home like everything's all good. So she, you know, got down the store a little bit. And he was mad because he was down the store. And so I explained to him, I'm like, the reason why she didn't call the police on you, she called the police because you was missing. And that's what we're supposed to do as parents. So I kept talking to him, and I was like, you know, what's wrong? You know, I was like, well, she just gets on my nerve. And I was like, look, man, you're 14. I said, we all been 14. Our parents all been getting on our nerves. You know, I said, but she don't ask much of you. She love you to death. She's been there since day one. She's been a consistent thing in your life. And all she has to do is take the trash out, wash the dishes, and that's it. She don't even tell you to clean your room no more. I know she don't. You know? So I'm kind of like, dude, just, you know, what's, you have a plan in life from now till, you know, let's say 5 years from now. I said, well, I want to save up some money and get a car. I said, you got to get a job. You're 14. You got kicked out of two schools, one for fighting and one for putting something up on the internet. He had no business putting up on the internet. So I'm sitting there talking to him like, you're 14. You're probably not going to get a job because they're going to ask you why you're not at school at 14 years old, but you want to come in here and work full time. You know, you can't say you homeschooled or anything like that because they know 14. Generally, 10 times out of 10, you're supposed to be in somebody's school. So you're not going to get a job for that.
You're telling them right because they're going to start looking at that like, why you got kicked out?
Come on. Come on, that's exactly what they're going to say. Why you get kicked out? You're not going to explain yourself. All you're going to do is just sit there and look silly. So I'm talking to him. I'm trying to throw some knowledge in his head and stuff like that. And I said, look, I said, man, you a teenager, okay? You're a young black man. I said, the world ain't going to give you shit, excuse my French. They ain't going to give you nothing. You have to go out here and get everything you want to get in life. The world ain't going to get, they're going to spit on you and step on you any chance they get. You're going to have to fend for yourself. I said, so what's your plan? What's your goal? So I'm going to go get me a car. I said, dude, you're 14 years old. You can't get a car. You can't even drive legally in Indiana. You don't even have a state ID. So I'm going to have my friend get me one. I said, your friend can't drive and can't get a car. You can't sign a contract, any type of contract, till you're 18 years old, whether it's a car, house, whatever. I said, so technically that's not going to be your car because it's going to be in your friend's name. And then your friend gets tired of you driving, all he's going to do is say, give my car back. And you can't say nothing. You can't say it's yours or none because it's not in your name. So you're just going to be out of that much money you get. So I'm gonna get me a job and save some money and then I'm gonna find somewhere to stay. I said, okay, you're gonna find somewhere to stay off $10 an hour if you can't even get a hotel room. You know? And I just was talking to him trying to put some knowledge in his head, and, you know, and I was like, man, I don't want you ever to be disrespectful to your mama in a way that you can't your mama call you, you say yes ma'am and no ma'am. Mm-hmm. And don't let her call you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. She call you one time, you don't know what's going on. Your mama could be laid out in the kitchen somewhere, and she calling you, and you don't come an hour. Then you come an hour later. She done bled to death because you didn't come the first time. You could have saved her life.
Mm-hmm.
But you being too stubborn because you think she just irritating you all the time and stuff like that. Man, you don't have no business. You're 14. You ain't got nothing going on because you ain't even in school or you ain't working. So what kind of business are you talking about that she's bothering you about? You stay in the house all day. You don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And I told him, I said, after we get done talking, you know, I'll tell you now, I got kids I raised. Two of them is boys. They're grown. I told my kids this. I am not scared of anybody's kids. I'm not scared to talk to anybody's kids because I'm trying to help. I'm not trying to break a kid down. I want to help and see where their mind is. Tell them a little bit here and there to kind of make them question everything that's going on. But at the same time, I'm still going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you what's what. So if you don't like what I'm saying, I could care less. I'm not scared of you, and I'm not going to be scared to talk to you. I just want you to do better with your mom and by your mom, you know.
Right.
Your mom loves you. Don't nobody else love you. Don't nobody else do nothing for you. Your mama's going to be there 100%. When you kill somebody, your mama going to be there. You went to jail, your mama going to be there. You stole the president's airplane and flew to Cuba. Guess what? Your mama going to be in the co-pilot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your mama going to be there. Stop being disrespectful to your mama. He got kicked out of one school because he said some dude was disrespectful to him. I said, well, how would you feel if somebody beat you down because you're disrespectful to your mom? I was like, come on, man. Just make this. Whatever you do, man, just be good to your mama, man. It's just frustrating that these kids now, like you said, you know, it's some chicks is raising their girls to be hood rats and all this other stuff, man. It ain't scallywags and all that, man. They gotta understand that it's not. They not thinking for the future. They thinking for right now. You know, they thinking from a couple days from now. They not thinking about 5-10 years from now what's going to be happening. You know what I'm saying? You ask a kid that right now, what you see yourself in 10 years, right? They going to look at you like you're stupid because they ain't going to have no answer.
Man, they ain't got a clue what 10 years look like.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they don't at all. I had one kid tell me, my homeboy son, we was listening to music. You know, I'm starting to get into a little DJing too, so I'm a little practicing. Look out for me, man.
Yeah,
when
I see
out
you.
There,
I
you know,
see you doing. I see you doing
yeah,
your
yeah.
thing on the ones and twos.
Try to get out there, play around a little bit, man. It's fun. But his son, you know, wanted to learn a little bit, so I'm just teaching him what I know, or whatever. So we was talking about music. I said, well, shoot, I don't know another music. You know, I said, let me find something that's like from like 2016,
hey, Thomas,
2015. Huh?
Thomas, give us 1 minute because we got it. We coming to the end.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say wrap it up in 1 minute. Wrap it up in 1 minute.
Oh, okay. So, well, basically he was saying, I said, pick a song from 2015, 2016. He said, man, that's old. I said, really? I said, 10 years ago, that's old? Come on, man. I said, what you call me and your parents? We must be dinosaurs then. You talking about that? Oh, that's 7 years ago. That's only half your life. I said, come on, man. Y'all youngest, man. Y'all got to get it together, man, because they're in a world of hurt if they don't understand what it takes to live, not only survive, but just live, you know. Basic knowledge of the world. And a lot of these kids ain't got it, and it's our jobs as parents, like Bernie Mac, the great Bernie Mac said, man, you got some punk ass parents out here that don't want to do nothing. But we can't be those punk ass parents, man. We got to be the ones that, because this is their future. You know what I'm saying? When they get older, they're going to have to take care of us, and we going to lean on them to take care of us, and they don't know basic knowledge of stuff, man. They're going to be in trouble, and we're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Thomas. Let me bring in, my boy, King Dwayne. I see him back there in the background talking to somebody. I know he educating somebody on something back there. What's going on, man? I see you was getting it in. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, oh. Yes, sir. Oh, that's what's up. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. But you got Mr. D. You got Mr. D wanting to take up for him. No. That's it. Six 62%. Not bad, man. I mean, so what is basically saying, Dwayne, is that there's gonna be more single black women than the men. But they always say the man is the problem. That's where the real war is at.
That makes no sense. You're going to start a whole legacy by the life. Don't be inside of it. Produce this show that can get our plans to go to another country. You don't even know y'all or his life.
That's what the real war is at.
In our family, like they know the word and have no cover or protection. And you know what they want to fight against. Every time you look at the scriptures and you see people like Abraham
Ain't that crazy? That's backwards right there. That's backwards. Yes, sir.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, they don't really even understand what it was, what polygamy was all about anyway. You know, so I mean, we're gonna have to do a study about that too. Like, what the whole purpose of polygamy was for? You know, why these men had several wives? You know, because each wife had a duty. You know, just kind of like with a pimp and a hoe. I keep going back to that. The pimp, he got different hoes for different situations. So that husband, he had different wives with different situations. He had one wife, she was probably the one that bare the kids. Then he had another wife, she was the one that was out helping with the money. The other wife cooking the dinner. Come on now, everybody had their place where they supposed to be at.
Wow. Hey, T.
See, the thing is, the way the scripture is pointed out, if you were the man that wanted to choose celibacy, you choose celibacy. If you were the man that wanted to choose monogamy, you choose monogamy. If you were the man that wanted to choose polygamy, you do that.
Oh, wait, whoa, out, Hey, D, Mr. D, get in there. But you know, I'm sitting up here listening to Brother Wayne, and he's hitting and missing a little bit there. So you know. Hey, when you guys get ready for that program where you're going to talk about polygamy and all that good stuff, just let me know. You know, give me a heads up, and I'll be ready to dive in there with both feet on. Because if you notice, God's plan was for man to have one wife. All of this 5, 6, 7 wives and all of that, that was something that was thrown back down during after men had fell from the grace of God. That's why they say in the scriptures, in the Tampered With King James Version, it says, let every man have his own wife. If a man hook up with Halle Berry and she's not his rib, he's going to be singing Natalie Cole's song, I'm Catching Hell. So, you see, you have to have the right one to make you whole. Because if you don't have the right one to make you whole, you're not going to be whole. You're going to just be butting up against the wall, and you ain't going to have nothing there. Some men not worth submission.
Scallywag. Contentious one. Or they singing more than anything. Wait, what Tom is talking about? He said that could be one of the reasons some women don't submit. What did Dwayne say? Because I really want to know why some women don't submit. Because they.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I can play this for you. I can play this for you. This should help you out, John. That's the position. They don't want to listen. Yeah, we had some women that come on here and say that if he not really falling out to God, how he should be. And my thing is that, and you know, with this topic, you're right, Dwayne, this topic is on point, because I'm like, if you was worried about minding your business, following God the way you supposed to be, you wouldn't have time to be all over here trying to see if your man following God. Exactly. They can't shake you. They can't shake you. But they blew out though. They let them lips get blown out. And that's the thing, they don't qualify. That's the thing. That's how Kevin Samuels got famous, because that chick, she's talking about she wanted a high value man, and he's like, man, if you don't qualify for that, you got to get what you qualify for. You know what I'm saying? They mess up all their good years with some bad dick, and now they 40 and they pussy is blown out, and they want a man, a Prince Charming, that's gonna save the day. That's over with. He-Man, Superman is out the picture for you. You got to settle for somebody like Mr. T. Nah, I'm not joking. I'm joking. Right.
How it should be, what truly makes it real, Eric, about this, Eric,
They be all in their feelings too, boy. Yeah. I'm telling you. Chaos. Let me ask you, John. You got girls, right? Did you teach your girls about submission?
Yes, but it was more in the way of an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his brother have a conversation about it. You know what I mean? With little things. And it comes from being the head. And that's how you get to the vision. You know? Just by little things that you do as a father or a man. And that's how you get there. It wasn't no other way but to me, because that's how I had it, you know what I mean? Like, little things like, you know, going outside. You could have kids that tell you, you know what I'm saying? Oh, mommy, can I go outside? If mommy say no, you didn't, you go ask daddy. Daddy, can I go outside? You know how kids play with each other.
Right.
I bring this to the woman, still give her nothing to go outside. Don't you turn around and tell her to get in the class. If I told her no, that's it. It's over. There is no more to you after that.
Right.
Well, if I told her to come in, and then come in, there's no more to you. But they're saying, well, no, this guy is no. You're following the law down here. There's nothing after that. So that's what they had to do. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the wife commits to that. And so they know that's how it works. And it really wouldn't have done me to have a conversation. And that's how you wrote. But I've seen the opposite side of households where the man lets that go on. And now the child is confused, but now they don't understand what the mission is. Because they say, well,
a lot of the issues that you'll get a chance to see is when you read the scriptures and you see the punishment that God gave out, when governments were not trying to face the governments were not doing exactly what it was supposed to, you saw the truth. You saw the plague. You saw all of them. Many examples of what went down when people didn't mind their business, and especially when they did honor. And so you're looking at a government who is not only being exposed for the job that they really serve, but they're being exposed for the fact that for the service, looks like they're giving you something, but they actually have you to be on the front line. You're the first one to go there. I'm going to tell you, man, I want to go look at it now. But that book of Eli music is the kind of thing I think that's the movie I think about a lot of times. When you talk about these women, the, what the time we in right now, how they don't have a choice but to leave us. And they are so bad people, they don't even realize they need comfort, they need protection. And it ain't just putting up the boots and just toting a gun. It's the mere fact of receiving our word, just like the big job. Everybody in my house is with me, because when we walk out, I want you to return. I want you to remember, when the scripture says train up a child, it's talking about what you give, the wisdom that you share, what you impart to your family, from your wife to your children. But everybody got to hook up to that train. We see the train move. We know that that first car, that first locomotive in the front, that's what the train is. When we see the semi truck, that's the train. Once we look at trailer, once we look at cars, that's everything that we added to themselves to help the team collect. But we're living in a day where somehow the cars think that they're the train. They think they don't need the train. They don't think they need that power, that coverage, that protection. They keep trying to eliminate it. And that's when the devil has you right where he wants you to be. That's when Babylon is the fact that they're out of their own. That's when they got you right where they want you.
Right.
And they tag you up, Florida. And these brothers, man, they're going to be so mad. They did. Like Jim Dale was in that movie. And that female over there, she was trying to help the older one.
They want that name. That name going to be their covering. That name their covering. That's right.
Can I hear a fallout after Florida? Now, Ron DeSantis admonished a group of high school students Wednesday.
Yeah.
Highlighting yet again the bitter divide over face masks.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, King Dwayne. All right, Big John. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Man, me too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man. Yeah, it's none of their business, right. Oh, yeah, that happened to you one time, didn't it, when they tried to block you in? Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. That's what I was about to ask you. You think with now everybody can go on and grab a piece, don't have to even get no permit or nothing. You think that's gonna slow down these cops, these old these crooked cops? Yeah, because they said that Trayvon was landing on. They said he was whooping that dude up. Yep. Yeah, Dwayne just said, he said, I think also they want citizens to possibly be ready for outside attacks. What do you mean, like outside the United States or what? What are you talking about? I guess he might write it back in there. But he said they want us to be ready for outside attacks. But I mean, I'm just going to get ready. I'm about to go on and load up, even though I don't like, yeah, from other countries. Okay, yeah, he's there from other countries. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Appreciate it, John. Man, what a great show tonight. Appreciate everybody. Oh, man, you know what time it is. Man, shout out to the chat room, everybody that was in the chat room tonight. Shout out to my panelists tonight. And shout out to my callers tonight. Man, what a great day it has been. What a great night, man. Appreciate, again, the love. I got a cash out for you. Appreciate the cash out. Appreciate the people that have sung to me. Some people call me up and sung to me. Appreciate all that. Appreciate the prayers. All that, man. We're gonna make this year great. You know what I'm saying? That's the desire each and every year. Each and every year that we are blessed to see another age. Man, we just got to keep on higher and higher and higher and make it great. Tonight's show, there's ever been a time to mind our business. That time is now, okay? No need to wait. Just get on the ball now. President, like I said, he gave that speech 2 days ago. And, you know, thing is that the reality is that we have too many wars going on in our country to be even worried about what's going on in somebody else. That's just what the reality is. And I mean, and like I said last week, the main war is in the bedroom. And people just don't realize it. I mean, get this. Before I let you go, understand this. How is it that we have so many brilliant minds right here in America? We have so many brilliant minds that, this outstanding scholar that's got this Pulitzer Prize, that's got this Nobel Peace Prize, and this person's got that. But when it comes down to managing the relationship, they can't get it together. Come on now. These are questions that need to be answered. You got this person. He's bilingual or trilingual. We got all these. They know how to speak all these languages, know how to do all this nice, extravagant things they know how to do. But when it comes down to being able to relate to the woman that you said you love, being able to relate to the man that you said you love, you can't do it. These are things that have to be addressed. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to hold you longer at all tonight. I'm tired like everybody else is. I am tired. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you for the live stream in 7 days, but we probably might throw up a few videos before then. Peace and be blessed.
Man.
to carry state, brother. Oh, we're going to be over to carry state. I hope you're ready. A man that don't want to do nothing with no gun. I'm like, you better have me one, because yeah, as much as I don't even want one. I'm, John's about to train me up. I'm going to get out there.